Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch Bar.
Now, there is no doubt that we're all familiar with a friendly app on our Instagram, or a friendly app in our camera app, or a friendly filter in whatever photo process you're using at the moment, because apps and filters are everywhere, and they mean that lots of times what people are presenting as photographs of themselves are in fact an altered reality. Well, the question is the demand for flawless pictures negatively affecting society's collective mental health? Journalist and writer Kate DeMolder wrote about this recently for Rogue Collective, and she joins me now. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Louise. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. I'm delighted to have you. So tell me, what made you write about this in the first place?
So I actually was scrolling Instagram pretty innocently enough, and I came across a few Instagram pages that are focused on taking celebrity photos, so say from Getty or places like that, Splash News, for example, and kind of creating this, what Gia Tolentino, a New Yorker writer, calls Instagram face, which essentially like warps these people's faces into kind of unrecognizable cyborgian states. And it's terrifying to look at, from someone who didn't, like, say, grow up with the internet, to think that children are looking at this and thinking that this is aspirational in a way. So they all just have the same face. It's horrifying. But it's funny because, like, it's almost like flip the narrative on editing in a way. So a couple of years ago, when Instagram was in its infancy, you would often see people flagging celebrities with, I don't know, who have very obviously edited their photos because, say, the radiator in the back of the room is a bit warped, or the horizon looks a bit odd, or things like that. But now we are almost like flipping the narrative to make it aspirational to look totally different from our normal faces.
That's such a good point, because you're right. Once upon a time, you know, Photoshop fails, as they were called, were kind of called out as an embarrassing thing. You know, it was embarrassing that someone would be photoshopping their own photos. But these days, like, if you're on Instagram stories, you know, a lot of people are using a filter for every story they ever post. And these are, you know, just normal people, because they want to present a flawless image of themselves. So how quickly we turned from thinking this was an embarrassing thing to do to kind of embracing it ourselves. Why do you think that happened?
It's so strange. So it seems the more we are kind of moving in with technology, the more omnipresent it is in our lives, we feel like I suppose we're almost going towards the technological narrative with the way we look like as well. It's fascinating, but also there's a lot of studies done in it. And whereas, say, 40 years ago, you would only kind of need to kind of scrub up and look well at certain occasions, because that's when the photos would be taken. So whether it's weddings or your graduation or whatever. But now, with the omnipresence of high definition technology and cameras everywhere, it's almost seen as a failure on ourselves to not look perfect all the time, as perfect as we would do, let's say, in our debs or our wedding day. Like, it's mental, and it's totally warping people's minds. So if you look into it a bit more, like, I know I wrote an article a little while back on how our brains are tuned into finding beautiful things, so be that celebrities or landscapes or stuff. It almost seems like a failure to not present to another person's brain that you yourself are a beautiful thing. It's madness.
And, like, I mean, we talk about Instagram, this facet of it, that perfection thing, like, that comes into so many different areas of our life, doesn't it? Because I find recently, even, you know, people feel kind of shame about their houses if there's, you know, toys visible, or, like, you know, their sitting room isn't perfectly coordinated, or their Christmas tree doesn't have a theme. Like, we really are, and I think this year especially, because we don't have an actual physical social outlet, a lot of us are turning to our social media apps more than ever. You can get a really warped idea of what normal looks like, can't you?
100%. And I think especially this year, because we have seen into the living rooms of everyone, be that our colleagues or celebrities or whatever. So it almost feels like there's no escape, so you have to obtain this perfection. And also with Instagram, like, several years ago, we used to compare ourselves, like, keeping up with the Joneses, per se. But now we essentially are comparing ourselves with celebrities, because we're all on the same app. But we feel we have to look as good as people who might have a staff behind them looking well, who might have a whole team working in their home to make sure it's beautifully designed. And we quite literally can't keep up with the Kardashians. And it's like the comparison is just everywhere these days.
And do you think that, because there's obviously been a rise in plastic surgery as well, particularly facial, you know, not necessarily surgery, but fillers and, you know, that kind of thing. Do you think there's a link between those two things?
Yeah, definitely. So in, I looked up, there's an International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery in the US, and over the past 2 years, the numbers have grown from 10 million to 12 million for non-surgical injectable procedures. And it's for the more cyborgian things that people are getting them. So whether it's, there's this new procedure called, where you can like essentially lift the temples of your eyes to make your eyes appear more kind of cat-like and more like all the Instagram filters we see all the time. And that's becoming on the rise, fillers in your lips, obviously. But it's fascinating in that, and also quite dangerous in that, like for those whose lives have grown in parallel with social media, we seem to be looking more towards making ourselves look like brass dolls. But in like people have always compared themselves to celebrities and people of the same age and whatever. But now we're comparing ourselves to an unattainable feat, to skin that's totally smoothed out, to a tiny, tiny nose, to full lips. And like, it's almost like we're trying to take different standards of beauty from different areas around the world and sellotape them onto ourselves. And it's just, it's so unsustainable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose all of us have had that experience of, you know, you're messing around with the filters on Instagram and you throw one on and then when you take it off, you're like, oh.
Exactly.
You know, maybe I wouldn't mind having those Bratz doll eyes or, you know, those absolutely enormous lips or whatever it is that the filter gave you. It can, I think if you used it a lot, it could really mess with your head. And, you know, it's interesting because we had a dentist on the show a while ago and he said that they are absolutely out the door. They've never been so busy. And I said, what do you think that is? Why? And he said, well, I think part of it is that everybody's on Zoom now and everybody's looking at themselves. So you might be noticing flaws in your teeth or noticing things that you maybe wouldn't have paid attention to before because you weren't spending so much time looking at yourself. But for people who spend a lot of time on Instagram, and I'm one of them, you know, I think that does get to you as well. The more you're kind of looking at yourself, and we are looking at ourselves a lot more probably than we would have in previous. I mean, if you think about our old lives before the internet, you would only have seen your face when you looked in a mirror. That would have been it, you know, and occasionally in a photograph, and the photographs weren't that high quality, so it was pretty hard to assess your flaws. Like, you know, someone, I got Botox this year for the first time, and someone messaged me and said, do you think you got Botox because you are on Instagram a lot, like because you're looking at yourself on Instagram? And I was like, I'm sure that played a part. You know,
100%.
How could it not?
Yeah, no, it's funny you mentioned dentistry. I read that sales of Invisalign have gone way up this year because people are looking at themselves a bit more. And come here, like it's normal to want to look your best and look well, but the fact that we're like almost subconsciously comparing ourselves with these edits is just wild. We're never going to come across that. And it's funny, like I would have always considered myself as someone who has a good amount of self-worth and is well able to look up at these things. But when I was looking up all these edited profiles and then doing my makeup one, so looking in the mirror, like you can't help but be a little bit disappointed that your skin looks like real skin or your eyes look like real eyes. So I can only imagine what that's doing on younger people who feel like there's no other way.
I suppose the other side of this is that there is kind of a split, isn't there? Because there are the people and the celebrities who are embracing that perfection. But then there are people who are also, you know, vocally anti-retouching, who very, very much want to present a real, in quotes, image. And then you've got, you know, brands who are also hopping on that, who are promising that they're showing you people who are unretouched, real bodies, real skin. And that's kind of growing as well. So where do you think this is going to end up?
It's funny, like I suppose I'm probably looking at it a bit cynically when I say I'm a little bit wary when I come across brands who are looking to show real skin and stuff. Like while it's a wonderful thing and more power to them, you kind of wonder if we're just being manipulated in another way, if we're just being told what we want to hear. And more power to them. We see it with Fenty, a much more diverse brand line than say like the Victoria's Secrets of yore. But I do think it's interesting because obviously we want to see more real people and real skin and whatever else. But I do think our brain would miss the kind of quote unquote beautiful things. Like our brain loves seeing these symmetrical, perfect images. And we hold those standards up to women far more so than we do men. Like You see it when politicians write about it very frequently when they're on campaigns. Hillary Clinton did when she was on the 2016 campaign, that she felt like she couldn't win because every time she rocked up with makeup on, they didn't take her seriously. Every time she rocked up without makeup on, they thought she was an old hag. You see it with celebrities who are professionally beautiful, that they will never get cancelled or never get called out on things because people like the look of them, and that's it. And women especially, we see it all the time. Like in women, our bodies change more frequently than men, and we're told they're not supposed to. So I suppose we're almost on like neighborhood watch on our own bodies. Mm-hmm. And we're being told that we have to be beautiful and young in order to create like social value. But I don't know, one would hope that something would shift and allow us to value how we look normally rather than robotic. But like, only time will tell, really.
It's kind of hard to see it, isn't it? It's hard to imagine that happening. But I suppose it's important to be aware of it at the very least. So thank you very much for writing about this. I enjoyed the piece. If you want to read it, it's on Rogue Collective. And thank you very much, Kate De Mulder, for coming on and discussing it with us this morning. Have a great day.
Thanks, Louise.
Thanks a million.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. Take a proper break with a Cadbury Brunch Bar.